I mean, here's a guy that criticizes everybody, whoever they take. He's got the answers to who you should take and who you shouldn't take. And all of a sudden, he's an expert. He's in our papers 2 days ago telling us who we have to take.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the First Team NFL Draft and College Football Podcast. We are getting closer and closer to the 2024 NFL Draft. We'll actually be live in Indianapolis coming up here in just a week. So we're giving you guys a little bit of deep dive into some of the top prospects in the 2024 class and a little bit of insight into some of the great backstories. Because if you've listened to this podcast for the last few years, you know that we're trying to give you guys as much context and as much players and much evaluation and as much information as you possibly handle for each draft class. And we have with us one of the top defensive backs in the 2024 class, Mr. Kalen Carson, who is a star out of Wake Forest. If you haven't seen his film already, you want to go back and watch it. Number one, he has been a dynamic player for the Demon Deacons over the last few years, 29 pass breakups. One of the top defensive backs in all of college football, not just the ACC. Kalen, really appreciate you for taking the time, man. I know it's been hectic, super busy. You're out there in California getting it in and getting ready for pro day and the rest of the draft process, man. But thank you so much for taking a few minutes with this, man, and welcome to the show.
No problem. Thank you,
man. Absolutely. So, Kalen, I wanted to start you out here, man, because I wanted to break down a little bit as far as Wake Forest for a second, because I went back. I did a little bit of a deep dive, and I know you're a Waldorf, Maryland guy, North Point High School. I went back to, you know, I know you played basketball. I know you did track and field, and obviously you were a very prominent football player there, three-star recruit coming out. Can you take me through just a little bit of your decision to go to Wake Forest and kind of looking back on everything, how grateful you are for the decision that you made to be a part of the Demon Deacon program?
Yeah, so out of high school, basically, that was my only power forward offer, and it was a blessing that it was Wake Forest because it's a prestigious university, great academic school. And then you counter that with playing in the ACC. So it was kind of the perfect move for me. Not too big of a school, not too small of a school. And then for a person to develop, it was like, you know what I'm saying, a perfect fit for me.
So Wake Forest, while you were there, historically has not been a really strong football program. But while you were there, it was some of the best that we've seen over the past few decades. And Coach Dave Clawson, I'm a very big fan of what he's done. Bit of a two-parter here. One, Coach Clawson, getting to be around him. And what is he like as a head coach? Because I feel like a lot of people aren't truly exposed to that Wake Forest program. And then two, what is just the general environment around that school and their athletics when everything is going well and you guys are winning?
I would say, like, Dave Clawson, he's a good guy. Like, he's one of the most kind-hearted people. And I think he cares about his players, and he's not just, like, somebody that's just, you know, not really too intact with their players. I feel like he set a culture at Wake Forest that any other school really don't have. Like, we might not have always been the best school, like, obviously record-wise, but I feel like we always had the best culture. Just like, the first class culture and how to carry yourself around campus, how to carry yourself when you're on the bus or on a flight to play a game. And I just think he really set the standard high for us coming out of, you know, college, you know, just knowing how to act or prepare us for the real world outside of football. So,
Kalen, I know that you were,
that's what type of guy
I know that you were a player that was a prominent piece of the Wake Forest defense for your entirety there. I mean, literally you were playing a ton as a freshman and you just kept getting better and better. Can you talk to me about your maturation as a football player over the last couple of years? Because, I mean, the one thing I love about your game is personally, like whether Wake Forest needed you as an outside corner or playing inside at times in the slot against certain situations, certain matchups, you really came to, you know, take the best matchups and play against some of the best wide receivers in the ACC. Can you talk to me about just your maturation as a football player of the last couple of years?
I think it's really just like, you know, development, and like that goes to the coaching staff. My first couple years, I think first 3 years, I had Coach Paul Williams as my corners coach, and he helped develop me year by year. So when I first came in there, I was really, really raw. And now I think I got some of the best technique. But it just took time and, like, repetition, so reps after reps after reps to get me better. And as far as, like, really developing. They kind of threw me in the fire my freshman year. Like, I started as a freshman, so it was either, you know, you get better or you drown, basically. So
there's a lot of really good receivers in the ACC that you've gotten the chance to match up with, especially in the film that Ryan and I were talking about earlier. The one game that really stood out to us is the way that you played against Florida State, which Johnny Wilson, Jaheim Bell, Keon Coleman, there's a lot of really good guys that are going to get drafted early from that team. If you had to pinpoint two guys that you remember, or maybe just a particular team that was your most difficult matchup or most talented guy that you went against, is there somebody that sticks out?
Just being at Wake Forest last year.
Your whole career.
Got to go to Dontayvion Wicks.
Okay.
He's by far.
He's a good pick.
And it probably doesn't seem like a big name to you guys, but he's a real deal. Like, as far as just like speed mixed with route running and quickness. I think he has all that, like everything you want in a receiver, I think he has. So I would definitely,
funny enough, we actually had Dontayvion on this podcast before. And I mean, we're not surprised at all that he was very good this year for the Green Bay Packers as a rookie. It's not surprising one little bit. I'm curious because like Joe mentioned a couple bigger body guys like Keon Coleman and Johnny Wilson. I've seen you now also matched up against some the smaller diminutive slots during your career. You just mentioned Dontayvion Wicks, who's a little bit of a bigger body, but he's a really good route runner. As a cornerback, how would you kind of, I guess, categorize yourself? Like, I've seen you in press man. I've seen you in zone. I've seen you on the inside. I've seen you on the outside. If I had to ask you to describe yourself as a defensive back, how would you kind of categorize yourself?
Just as far as like categorizing myself as like press man or zone.
Yeah,
how
would you describe yourself if I asked you to like just tell me what are the biggest strengths of your game, if that's a little bit easier?
Okay. Biggest strength, I would say probably man, press man. Wake Forest haven't really done a lot of press man, but I can like that's my advantage. Press man, I can really do it all. I feel like I can do it all. But my strengths are definitely man, press man.
So we're pretty deep into this draft process and things are starting to pick up with the combine coming around. Senior Bowl was not too long ago. We were just wondering were you invited to the Senior Bowl and then decided not to participate, and just kind of curious the background on why you maybe chose to just focus on the training at this point.
Yeah, I was invited to the
Senior Bowl.
Yeah, Senior Bowl.
That's what we thought.
Accepted it, but it was just like, as far as my process, it was just not enough time for preparation and stuff like that. And we wanted to work on other things.
Well, talk to us about what you're doing now, obviously. I mean, we talked about it a little bit beforehand, but tell the folks, where are you training right now and just how are you enjoying the grind of combine prep? Because for people that don't know, you're not just running 40s and benching all the time. Like, you're probably doing interview prep. You're doing field work. Like, how's the process been out there in Cali so far?
It's really been good. Like you said, we're not just doing 40s and benching the whole time. It's a lot of other stuff, PT. Really like college, really. You have a whole schedule every day. Probably be done over here. We're done by 2 p.m. every day. You have the rest of the day free. Like, you got like mandatory meals, interview prep, PT, just a lot of stuff. They'll look at like the way you're running, see if you're running properly, like, so the mechanics of running. It's all different type of stuff, and it's not just all full go stuff. So
if there's one drill at the combine, and there's a possibility this airs like right around the combine kicking off, so if you had to call your shot though on one of the drills that you think you're going to test the best in, which one do you think it's going to be? I know it's going to be a tough one. Also, don't want to give away any spoilers.
I don't know. We're going to hold off on that one.
Well, okay, how much?
But on that note, though,
I was just going to say, outside of just your anxiousness to test and to be able to showcase yourself as an athlete, though, what are some things that you're most looking forward to, you know, just getting up to Indianapolis and being around the scouts, evaluators, decision makers? Like, what are some goals that you have outside of just testing really well, obviously, that week?
I want to interview really well. I want to leave Indy letting everybody know who I am and what I stand for. And just letting them really get to know me as a player, and just also not as a player, just as a human, just outside of football. So you get, you know, a couple minutes to really show who you are, basically. And my goal is to just show them who I am in those couple minutes.
No, for sure. The interviews are always a really under talked about portion of the NFL combine, and talking about those interviews. And that's, I love that answer. I think that a lot of people always just so much focus on who had the fastest 40, but a lot of times these conversations that happen behind closed doors end up deciding who it gets drafted in certain spots and which teams really fall in love with certain prospects. Is there a certain team that maybe just growing up you were a fan of that you'd love to play for? And then has there been any teams throughout this process that you've really connected with that you'd really love the opportunity to play for them?
So I didn't go to Senior Bowl, so I've been on phone calls, but I haven't really talked to that many teams just based off of me not going to the Senior Bowl. So when I go to the combine, it's probably going to be a lot more teams I talk to. And then as far as like teams I play for, I'll play for anybody. Like, just, I really don't have one team that I'll play for. I'll play for anybody that drafts me. Like, be grateful for that opportunity.
Kalen, I know you already mentioned it a second ago, but you know, you mentioned you want people to know you as a person. Well, just kind of a glimpse into that a little bit. Who are you as a person? Like, outside of just, you know, the great player that we see at that we've seen at Wake Forest and your abilities as a cornerback, when you get a part of a program, like, what can they expect from you as a teammate, as a member of the community? Like, what can you bring personally to a team as well?
Okay, so as far as, like, bringing to the team, I'm going to do whatever, you know, coaches want me to do. And as far as to my teammates, like, I'm not the most talkative person, but I will lead by just me doing me. So I'm that type of leader. And I'll create relationships because I'm don't talk that much, but I'm all about relationships. So it's like, if I find some type of connection with somebody on the team, it's going to be relationship. And I find a connection with that person, it's going to be a relationship. And I'm really good at, like, that's what I stand for. I love relationships. This past year at Wake Forest, like, I took that leadership role and I started by creating relationships with the young guys. And that's just how I do. That's how I operate. All about relationships. And then as far as just like who I am, like for the community, like I'm all about the kids. At Wake Forest, I started a whole class myself. Like me and my professor, we started a whole class just to go help the middle school children. Wow. So every week we would go into middle schools, talk to them, really just check in on them, check their grades. I'm still in contact with a lot of them right now. They DM me, I respond. Like, it's not like I'm just some Hollywood or anything like that. Like, I'm really intact with the Winston community. And it's good to see, because, like, we didn't go to like the schools that didn't need help. We went to the schools that were struggling, like D-level schools and stuff. Those kids are, you know, going to high school because it was eighth graders. And then the next year we did seventh graders. But the eighth graders in that school, you know, it's the biggest part is like the success that you have when they DM you on Instagram or something. They're freshman year and they're playing football. They send you a picture in a jersey or something. And like, that's all what I stand for. Like, because I didn't have that much growing up. I don't come from money. So me helping these kids is like what I love to do. Like, and that's all the stuff I like to do. That's like number one on my list. So soon I even touch an NFL check. You know, I haven't thought about what I'm going to do with it, but it's probably somewhere into, you know, helping the community, helping the youth.
Kalen, I was going to ask, because now that you mentioned that, and that really strikes my heart, to be honest with you, because I used to be in education before I was in media full time. And literally that was my biggest thing, was trying to give kids better, you know, like the next generation, trying to set them up and give them that opportunity. I'm curious, because I don't know much about the high school that you went to. I don't know a ton about Waldorf, Maryland in general. I don't know as far as like if you are one of the first athletes to come out of there and the role model aspect of everything. But how important is it for you to just continue to be that role model that you were just talking about, to give people hope, to be maybe help them aspire to be something? Like, how important is that for you?
So it's real important. We have Rasheed Walker went to my high school. Mm. He's the tackle for the Packers, playing with Dontavian. Yep. Witt. But aside from him, we don't have nobody from Waldorf that really brings back and, you know, like the role model for our community. And I feel like I'm a little bit more tapped in into the Waldorf area more than Rasheed. And like me and Rasheed are locked in, but I feel like I'm a little bit more tapped in to Waldorf just because I probably was there longer than him. Mm. And so it's like, I feel like when I get drafted or when I go to the league, it's going to be more people to see me. And I think it's just real important for me to just continue being that role model and continue like setting a good example, because where I'm from, like I said, it's not too many people that made it to the NFL or made it to the next level like that. So it's very important to me to make it known that, hey, if I can do it, you can do it. Like, it's not just me that can do it. I can come back and help you, and now you can do it. So
last question that I had, Ryan, before I let you finish up with anything, it's really always awesome hearing somebody's journey come from somewhere that maybe doesn't always typically put out a lot of NFL players. And you talked about how you only had really one Power 5 offer. When did it really click for you that this NFL opportunity was realistic? When did it, like, was there a moment? Was there a game? Was there an interaction with, you know, scouts that started showing up to practice that you were like saying to yourself, I can accomplish this goal that I've set out, that I'm going to make it to the NFL?
Probably. Okay, so once I caught a one hand interception my freshman year, and it was crazy.
That's
like
a good answer.
Crazy. Like, once I caught that, I'm like, okay. Then after that, like, I was playing to a high level, like my sophomore year. Junior year, I got banged up a little bit, but like, I realized, like, I'm thinking like I'm the best in this conference. Like, I feel like I'm one of the best in this conference. And then really, like, once I played against higher competition, like, then I really kind of knew that, like, okay. And it was just like, I watch a lot of film, a whole bunch of film. So when I watch other corners, like, okay, years before, like, he went third round, he went this round. And then I compare him to me, or he got drafted. I just compare him to my tape. And I really feel like, when I say, like, I'm one of the best, I don't take that lightly. I'm not just saying that just to get up the audience or anything like that. Like, I really feel like, you know, if you compare tapes, I might not have as many stats as, like, you know, interceptions and stuff like that. But if you really watch tape as far as, like, somebody's going to play man outside, somebody's going to play man inside, somebody's going to be physical, come up and tackle, you can put in any situation. I don't think nobody in the conference – follow Keon Coleman everywhere, slot, outside. But me doing all that stuff really helped me realize, like, okay, I think, you know, this NFL thing's positive.
Love it. Well, love that answer. Well,
and awesome. Caleb, my last question for you, and we'll let you get out of here, is you also have a teammate that is in the NFL draft on the back end with you, Malik Mustafa, who I know a lot of NFL scouts like as well. Can you just give us a little brief scouting report on Malik and what makes him a special player as well?
Malik, man, he's everything you want. Like, so he stepped into a real leadership role this last year. And I remember, like, he came in there, like, last winter, mm-hmm. I think. And he was just like, we in a workout, he's talking, like, come on, y'all, touch the line, da-da-da. Like, but he's my friend. Me and Malik are, like, real, like, close. So it was like, I'm looking at him like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is not like, this is like, come on, this is going to last for like a week or two or whatever. So like, I made myself like really look and to see if he's going to be the same person every day. I'm like, let's see if he's going to be the same person every day. And I can honestly say he's the same person every day. Like, he's going to get in your ass. Like, he's going to get in everybody's ass. He's going, you know, handle his responsibility, make sure everybody's straight. And like, as far as like him playing, it's going to tape and speak for itself. I feel like he's one of the slept on safeties. He's going to be a gem in the draft. He's one of the slept on safeties off of, you know, we go to Wake Forest and then the height, but the dude is explosive. He can hit you. Like, he can get from one end of the field to the other end of the field. He's fast. Like, and he plays at a high level, like real high level. And his game speed is, I haven't seen no game speed like him. His game speed is crazy. But as far as just a person off the field, he's a great person off the field and on the field. Like, he's a great person. Like,
oh, man, that's a great little backstory there. Again, joined by Caelan Carson, star cornerback out of Wake Forest, 2024 NFL draft prospect. Caelan, we really appreciate all the time today, man. Best of luck down in Indianapolis. We'll be down there. Got to say hello, and wishing you the best of luck with the rest of the process, though, okay? Thank you for joining the show.